These corporate claims were filed with the BC Supreme Court Registry in Vancouver. Information is derived from notices of civil claim. Civil claims have not been tested or proven in court. Defendants: His Majesty the King in the right of the Province of British Columbia. Plaintiff: Explorer Minerals Inc. Claim: Damages for loss of revenue and ability to sell a property purchased by the plaintiff with the intention of mining for gold, copper, zinc and other materials due to the presence of uranium on the property due to a moratorium on mining uranium and thorium in BC. Defendant: Canadian Contracting Limited. Plaintiff: Capital Regional District. Claim: $825,000 after a pump station, which is supposed to catch large objects before they reach a water treatment plant, designed by the defendant for the plaintiff, was found to have been passing items like masks, timber, hubcaps and other objects. Defendants: Bill Karasiotis, also known as Vasilios John Karasiotis and Francis Karasiotis and Karasiotis Management Limited and Adelphia Management Group Inc. and this is Blueprint Management Limited and Doe No. 1 Limited and Doe No. 2 Limited and Doe No. 3 Limited and Doe No. 4 Limited and Doe No. 1 and Doe No. 2 and Doe No. 3 and Doe No. 4. Plaintiff: Venue Nightclub Limited. Claim: Damages for unjust enrichment for transfers adding up to $3,161,113 were made to the defendant companies, which are connected to the defendants during Bill Karasiotis's time as sole director of the plaintiff. Defendant: All Terrain Excavating Limited. Plaintiff: Nutrient Dense Farm and Stephen Lars Butler and Lindsay Jean Cornwell. Claim: A declaration that the defendant is liable for loss or damage claimed by the BC government after an April 2020 wildfire in the Squamish Valley was sparked from debris burn piles managed by the defendant on the plaintiff's property. Defendants: British Columbia Hydro and Power Authority and Howe Street Ventures Limited and BD Hall Constructors Corp. and Wilco Civil Inc. and ABC Company. Plaintiff: City of Vancouver. Claim: Damages after a BC Hydro service box in a Granville Street manhole caught fire and exploded in January 2021, causing damage to the city's property, including road and sidewalk, and cost of running a temporary generator to provide power to the north side of the Granville Bridge. Defendant: Sukhjinder Dhaliwal. Plaintiff: Adams Glass Limited. Claim: $557,400 for payments that were made improperly from the plaintiff's account to the defendant. Defendant: 1,100,238 BC Limited. Doing business as Wysak LP. Plaintiff: Tianchen Gao. Claim: $80,000 for unjust enrichment over a deposit made to the defendant to purchase a Lamborghini Roadster, which had been approved for purchase but which had been cancelled by the defendant due to the plaintiff's failure to respond to an email. Defendant: Mintos Metals Corp. Plaintiff: Metrome Canada Inc. Claim: $114,227 for unpaid invoices for products purchased by the defendant from the plaintiff for its mining operations.